Well, welcome once again to my father's garage here in Lisburn, and there's a lot of interesting artifacts all around this place. And just lifted a different one for you today. Some of the older folks will know what these are, or what this is. It's a set of old brass bellows. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but you know what bellows are for? Back in the days, whenever people relied heavily on the open fire, and if the fire was going a little bit low, they'd put the bellows in below the grate and give it a wee pump and get some air flowing through and hopefully stoke up the fire a little bit. So the bellows were important, and these ones hung beside my granny's fireplace in Board Mills in her little cottage for many, many years, just at the side of the hearth. And here they are now in my father's old garage. I have a book at home by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. It's entitled Wind and Fire, 10 Sermons on the Holy Spirit. And in the Bible, wind and fire are emblems of the Spirit of God. For example, in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking of the new birth, said, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And then in verse number 8, he said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place, they were praying together, they were seeking the Lord together, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So wind in the Bible is a very real picture of the Holy Spirit. The Shunammite prayed in the Song of Solomon, "Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, breathe upon my garden, or blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out." Ezekiel was commanded to prophesy to the wind, and that was emblematic of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And fire is an emblem of the Spirit as well. We read in Acts chapter 2 that whenever the early church were filled with the Holy Ghost, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And so whenever we think of the fire, it's very important that a fire gets oxygen. And whenever the church is seeking to serve the Lord, or the individual Christian is seeking to serve the Lord, it's very important that we experience the breath of the Holy Spirit. And the Lord gives us oxygen, heavenly oxygen, to stir us up and to set us on fire. We have to be very honest. I think in this day in the evangelical church, we're like we're on an IV drip. We're on a life support machine. The church that should be on fire is merely smouldering. And as the hymn writer said, "O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive thy church with life and power. O wind of God, come bend us, break us, and fit thy church to meet this hour." We desperately need a move of the Spirit of God in 2021 within the evangelical church. And what a challenge it is for us to pray. As the early church prayed that the Lord would come amongst them and fill them with heavenly power, so we need to pray to that end in our day and in our generation. So here's just a simple object lesson, the bellows, just to stoke up the fire and to get the fires burning again. The breath of heaven, the breath of the Holy Ghost. We desperately, desperately need it. And I want to make an appeal to every Christian and to every brother and sister in Christ. Let's pray that the Lord will stir us up and set us on fire for him. The fires are burning low. There's a coldness that's crept in, and we need oxygen and fuel in our hearts and in our lives to set us on fire for God. The story's told many years ago about a particular church in a locality that was physically burning. Somebody had set it on fire. Maybe there was an electrical fault, but the church was burning. And whenever the rector heard about it, and his congregation, of course, they called the fire brigade, and they all gathered around, tear-filled eyes, as they watched their beloved church building burning. The town skeptic was there too. Somebody who never darkened the door of the church had always mocked and always scoffed. And the rector turned around and said to him, "Well, this is the first time I've ever seen you near the church." And quite sarcastically, he replied, "Well, this is the first time that I have ever seen the church on fire." John Wesley says, "Whenever a man is on fire, people will come out to watch him burn." Leonard Ravenhill says that fire is self-advertising. You don't have to advertise a fire. And oh, my friends, today we desperately need the Lord to come and to set us on fire for him and to ignite the flames within our hearts and to breathe upon us by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He only comes where he is welcome. And we encourage you to pray for the infilling and for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you next time. Stay safe, look after yourselves, and stay close to the Lord.